We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Empress Bank. Coming up, the latest on the 2024 NFL Draft from the team at KC Sports Network, your home for Kansas City Chiefs coverage.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all so much for hanging out with us here at We Are the KCSN Draft Show. We are officially on the clock with the Kansas City Chiefs at 131. Baltimore has just taken TJ Tampa, a player I think we all would have really liked to see the Chiefs select. The Chiefs are on the clock at 131. They will be back on the clock at 133 very quickly here. So two picks coming up in the next three selections with the Philadelphia Eagles sandwiched between them. So we are going to be breaking down and reacting to these selections as they are happening. We appreciate everyone that is already watching on the live stream. TJ Tampa would have been someone I think we probably would have been talking about here. If he doesn't go right before the Chiefs pick. There's still some interesting cornerbacks on the board. There's still some running backs, a couple wide receivers that would make some sense. A lot of players that I think could help the Kansas City Chiefs even as early as this year. In a limited capacity. So, Maddie, what's your thinking here? Where are you at with who you want the Chiefs to pick here at 131?
I mean, there's definitely a lot of different routes they can go. Based on the most recent private pro day I saw, I would like Tucker D. Franklin to be the selection. Okay. Well, Malik Washington still being available. I think he's a phenomenal wide receiver. The fit with Worthy and Rice and Hollywood Brown for the first year might be a little bit convoluted, but we have to remember Hollywood Brown's only on a one-year deal. So, like, I'm all about adding more receiving weapons to this team. They're going to need to by next year no matter what. So if you have a good grade on anyone left, that's a Johnny Wilson, a Brendan Rice, or I personally have Malik Washington the highest, I would definitely heavily consider him, or if you have like a Jared Wiley, a tight end over him as the best pass catcher left, that was probably where I would go to first, knowing that you have two picks here coming back to back.
Yeah, I would also throw a Christian Mahogany in the mix. Interior offensive lineman out of Boston College would potentially be a pretty good fit here for the Chiefs. I really like the Jared Wiley pick, especially since we've seen a lot of tight ends off the board. We've had a lot of conversations about Braylon Allen, running back out of Wisconsin, before we got to this as well. There's a mini run on running backs. Yeah. I know that you're taking the last guy here, but we talk a lot about taking the end of a run. It's different when you get to day four. There's a little bit more there. But we're largely focused on offense here. Are there defensive players that are really atop your board right now? Or are you continuing to look to see if you can improve this offense a little bit more?
I think you can. I mean, this is a situation where you could take best player available. We've talked, there's several different players on both sides of the football. Leonard Taylor, Kalen Carson.
Yep.
Those are two other defensive players that would make a little bit of sense here. Like, they're just kind of positioned to take, like, whatever best player available they kind of feel. Like, I don't feel like they're even locked into a side of the ball here.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of value still, I think, on the board and, like, kind of talk, like, whatever value means, but I think there's players that I think could contribute and could compete here for the Chiefs in 2024 potentially.
I think I know the pick.
Oh, do you?
The first pick?
I believe I know the pick.
Hold on, send it to me so we can do the thing. But yes, let's. Yep. We'll.
Who do you think it is?
Is it a player that we've talked about?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I also have the pick.
Okay, so I will do this, ladies and gentlemen, with the 131st pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. The Kansas City Chiefs have selected TCU tight end Jared Wiley. Maddie, give us your take on Jared Wiley.
Let's go. Jared Wiley is a super long, athletic tight end. I think he's one of the best receivers that are kind of left in this draft class. He started out at Texas. I believe he was a quarterback commit there. Then he goes to Texas. He struggled to find like exactly where his role was going to be, so he transfers to TCU. So he's still in the developmental curve of playing the position. But, like, you watch him, and this guy is one of the few tight ends in this class, and you really can't say, we talked about running the seam or getting him the ball out in the open field. He has the athleticism to make teams pay. He was one of the best receiving tight ends in this class. Still a work in progress as a blocker, but I think this is the kind of range where you take that kind of player and you love it.
An absolute move tight end here. You feel really good about his ability to, you know, get up the seam, but he has a little bit of route nuance to him. Part of that comes from, hey, Andy Reid, guess what? He likes tight ends that played quarterback at one point in their career because of so many option routes, feeling the spacing of a lot of the things that they're going to do. He's going to fit right in with what they've done there. So he really catches well with his hands outside of his body as well. So a guy that they're going to be able to use in maybe the Jody Fortson role that we've seen over the past couple of years. I think he slots directly into that same role there. This is a slam dunk pick. This was one of the guys that I was okay with when we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
I would have been on board with this when we walked into the day, especially after a tight end run. I really like this pick.
Yeah, this is a big target, and you're right. He may not be the best inline blocker. He's a little bit on the lighter side, but he's one of the better testing tight ends in the history of the NFL. He's one of the best testers there. Good target to present to Patrick LaVon Mahomes, another big target in the middle of the field. That could be a nice little wrinkle in this Chiefs offense. Jared Wiley, the tight end out of TCU, is the pick for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, this is Maddie, and I feel like this is someone that you've kind of started talking a lot more about late in the process. Like the last week or two, I feel like you've kind of come along a lot more on Jared Wiley. As I think that's fair, right?
Well, as a vaunted Horned Frogs fan of last season, the 2022 college football season, Tucker and I watched a lot of TCU, and it was down the stretch there. I noticed, like, hey, this tight end can play a little bit. He just moves differently, and this is my thing with tight ends. You want an athletic tight end, and you want a guy that just when you watch them, they move differently, and he is a guy that does that. You watch him when they get in the red zone, and when they ask him to run, you know, more man-beating routes, he does stuff that other tight ends just simply can't do. So, yeah, he pops at you on the film when you watch, but given the TCU offense and all colleges in general, you don't funnel an offense through the tight end position.
Correct.
So it's not like you have a lot of film to find. It's plays here, it's plays there, but when you go through and you start to watch enough, you just see enough flashes. I mean, there's a play where he has like a 60 yards run after the catch as a tight end, and he doesn't make anyone miss.
No.
But you also notice defensive backs aren't catching him, and like a guy that's 6'6", 250 pounds, that's not normal, right? So just you see all the flashes, you see the receiving upside, and as long as you're a willing blocker, you bet on that guy every single time becoming a competent blocker at some point, and then you can use that receiving weapon. So yeah, the more you watch, I think the more you like Jared Wiley, because it just takes a lot of snaps to find all the flash plays.
11.1 yards per reception as a tight end, not just operating in the shallow areas of the field, but is able to kind of take the ball and run with it a little bit. 47 catches last year in 2023, despite not having the offense funneled through him. He was still an integral part of their passing offense there. I think some of the stuff that I like, you know, we talked about that he's not much of a blocker. I think he actually gets out on the edge. Okay. Especially moving. I know we talked a little bit about, you know, Noah Gray and some of what they do and getting him on the move and blocking. Noah Gray, I think, was a little better blocker
yeah.
on the move than a Jared Wiley here, but he does a pretty good job kicking out guys on the edge. They ran behind him on some of their outside zone run schemes. We are seeing athleticism getting on the move a little bit more with some of these guys. Their speed that they just added to this offense, and all three of these picks. Yes, I know how weird that says to say, you know, to say that an offensive tackle has speed, but he has crazy speed. Jared Wiley has speed. Xavier Worthy has speed. You think this team was tired of being slow the past couple of years? They are getting back to what they have done previous to, you know, previous the past couple of years with Patrick Mahomes, adding a little bit more speed with Jared Wiley.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the Chiefs pick at 133. right after this.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks, everybody, that's hanging out with us today. The Chiefs are making, they made pick 131. They selected Jared Wiley, the tight end, out of TCU. And it is always a lot of fun for us. Batty just saw the pick. It's a lot of fun for us when this team makes picks of players that we really like and makes picks on players that, you know we've been fans of and all that stuff. This feels very 2022 draft all over again for us. With the 133rd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs have selected Washington State safety Jaden Hicks. My goodness. Matthew Lane, this is a player that you've absolutely loved in this process.
For a long time now. I've been a huge fan of Jaden Hicks here for a long time. And I get it. It's a little bit more of a box safety. He's a bigger safety. Good, solid athlete. Not a great athlete, but he's more of a box safety. But you watch Washington State's defense, and there is one guy that shows up everywhere, whether it's in coverage, everywhere, coming up to play the run. One guy that does everything from it. It's been that way for 2 years now. You can take this back to last year when he was a sophomore. So I get why the NFL was maybe a tiny bit lower on him to this point, given where the league is going. But this is a phenomenal football player. I think he's super smart. He does a little bit of everything. And if you want to make me, you know, look in the future and kind of come up with an idea, you want to tell me that he's kind of like a Justin Reed type player in the future type player? I don't think that's too far away.
I don't think that that's too far away either. 6'2", 211, really explosive, 37.5-inch vertical, a good three cone. At that size, like that's what it is. At that size, like you would almost mistake him for a linebacker playing the way that he plays, likes to line up in the slot, likes to line up at the second level, willing participant in the run game. We know how big of a deal that is for Steve Spagnuolo, not just from his safeties, but also from his slot players as well. He is a heat-seeking missile to ball carriers. And so you're adding another guy that you can stay in some light sub packages, stay in things a little bit more. Again, there's not a lot of overlap. I can see how they can get all these guys on the field together. I love this pick. The KCSN draft guide had a second round grade. This was safety 3 for the KCSN draft guide. So, I mean,
The value here, I think, is exceptional.
Yeah, I think this is tremendous value for the Chiefs down here. And I'm absolutely thrilled with what this team has done with the last two selections in round four. They've maneuvered around the board a little bit, but they've taken two really strong, solid football players here at the end of round four, and they still have three picks remaining. Jaden Hicks is the pick for the Kansas City Chiefs at 133. I was not ready.
Those were two great picks.
I was not ready. Well, like I think we've liked three or all four picks at this point for the Kansas City
Absolutely.
Chiefs. This feels a lot like what we experienced in 2022 when we absolutely adored everything that the Chiefs were doing in that draft. This is a very similar kind of thing here. Jaden Hicks, man, like you're right. It's a bigger safety. This is a guy that, you know, is a physical football player. Good athlete, though. It's not like he's just a lumbering, you know, athlete. He's a good athlete. He flies around the field. He's made some of the more impressive hits in the entire class.
There's some
highlights
right
running
now,
up
man.
Right now. So, like, this is the kind of safety that the Chiefs really like. If you want to talk about a special teams value, too, which we have, we're contractually obligated to bring up special teams for every single player that's selected by the Kansas City Chiefs. Kingsley Suamataia is going to do tremendous in the kicking game.
I mean, 21.5 miles an hour. That's what he can get up to.
I was just talking about
that's a gunner, man.
But Jaden Hicks going here to the Chiefs. Like we were talking about, just like value falling. I think he was the highest rated player remaining on the consensus board, and I think the highest remaining player for us in the KCSN draft guide going to the Chiefs down here at pick 133. Almost a little wondering, you know, like when you start seeing players where the tape is just. It's undeniable, right?
It is.
At that point, like, you start wondering, maybe there's a little medical, maybe there's something there. You start asking the question that maybe something exists there just because, like, I don't really, I mean, look, he was 60. If you're looking at the consensus board, he was a second round or a high third round player, 68.
And I think because of maybe there would be some questions about his fit. I don't think that every defensive coordinator is going to love Jaden Hicks the same way that A.C. Spagnuolo would. Just because of his play style, his size, kind of what they're going to do there. But with Spags and the way that he likes rotating guys around, he likes being very multiple. Jaden Hicks is a guy that's an organizer, too. He's a field general a little bit. So he, you know, super smart player. All of this just adds up to Steve Spagnuolo. We weren't sure if safety was going to be on the board. Yeah, you know, the Chiefs.
It's always on the board.
It kind of always is on the board because they play him in the slot as well, which Hicks also can do. So I wasn't a name that necessarily was one that I was like, oh, okay, I'm really tracking this for the Chiefs. But, you know, it really does make sense.
It absolutely makes sense.
No, and 6'2", 210 pounds, 215 pounds. Like, this is a big guy. This is a big
Huge.
Safety. And I get it, in which today's NFL, not every team's going to want those guys. And you go back through, there's been plenty of non-coverage safeties already taken in this draft, too.
That's
so
true.
I was surprised that he wasn't one of the first ones off the board. And so getting him in here, round four, again, big steal. I think he's a lot, like, it can project out like a Justin Reed type of player, in which, no, you're not going to put him as a deep center fielder and think you're getting Earl Thomas, but you want to have him go back there and play in too high. You want to have him roll down
right.
Cover tight ends, man-to-man coverage. He's plenty athletic for all that stuff. He's shown the ability to do it, and he's going to make his living down in the box against the run. He's going to make his living hitting guys over the middle of the field. He's going to be that enforcer on the back end of a defense. And if you're the Chiefs and you're playing the long game, you maybe don't plan on keeping Justin Reed forever. You don't want to pay safeties in today's NFL. Maybe he is a guy that I could see kind of projecting is taking over that role in a year or two from now, whenever it may be. And then now you have a new pair or trio of young safeties on this team. So, like, I just like the way his skill set specifically settles in with Chamari Connor and Brian Cook.
Yeah. I want to run this down real quick here. Chamari Connor. This is the chief safety room right now. Chamari Connor, 6 foot, 202. You've got Justin Reed, I believe he's, 6'1", 6'2", and 207. You've got Brian Cook that we have always touted as just massive safety, 6'1", 206. Jaden Hicks dwarfs them. Now, all of a sudden, 6'2", 211. This might be the biggest safety room in the league, and the way that Steve Spagnuolo plays coverage and the way that he plays top-down, especially lately with some of these guys, you're going to be scared to go over the middle of the field against this Chiefs defense. This is a terrifying group of hitters, of big play specialists that also have some ball skills. It's great.
Let's go out and rate both of these picks. Let's give a grade to both of these selections. So we're going to start with Jared Wiley, Craig, what do you give Jared Wiley?
Jared Wiley, I think this is a position that we've been talking about for a long time for the Chiefs. I'm going to give it an A- here. I think that he contributes, maybe not in a massive, significant way, but next year in 2025 when the Chiefs only have Travis Kelce under contract, they need another guy. They need another guy that they can rely on. I think that he fits perfectly into what the Chiefs are trying to do on offense, not just this year, but moving forward. It's an A-.
Maddie?
I really like the Jared Wiley pick. I like the upside you get from the position. You draft receivers that move differently at the tight end position. That's the mantra. He fits that 100%. I do think being a little bit of an older guy, turning 24, I believe, during the middle of this season, and the fact that I do think there's still a little bit of development to have, like there's a chance that he just kind of peaks as a rotational, as a backup type tight end, which is fine for the pick, still a very good pick, but I do wonder like the ultimate upside given the age. So I'm going to go solid B+ for Jared Wiley.
Yeah, I think it's a B+ for me. It's a good value. It's not like an overwhelming fit, overwhelming pick where it's just like, this is a guy, like, we'll get to Jay Nix in a minute, but I see him as a rotational tight end, someone that can contribute to that tight end room. He may never be more than just kind of, like you said, like a tight end two type player, but that's still really, really good value down here at the bottom of the draft. A solid B+ for me. Jaden Hicks, Craig, what's the grade you get for Jaden Hicks?
It's a B+. It gives you some of the positional flexibility, but I think he's going to step in. I think he's going to play. I'm excited to see him on the field. They have a lot of safeties that all should be playing right now. They've got four guys that should be getting time. So there's going to be a little bit of an overlap. This is a little bit of a future move, but you still had Brian Cook. You still had Jamari Connor under contract. Yes, safety is still an important thing because they like to roll three out there. I just wonder how much we're going to see Jaden Hicks, how much we're going to see Brian Cook coming off of an injury that could determine this. Still a really good pick, a really good football player. Find a way to get him on the field, Dave Merritt and Steve Spagnuolo. It's B+.
For me, so we talk a lot about like guys that need a little bit of time. They might not have an impact right away, and that's fine. Jaden Hicks might fit into that role, but it's not because of he needs the time to develop, I don't think. I just think it's because it's a really good safety room. So if it takes a year or two for him to be out there on the field, that's fine. Just like, I mean, that's what it is with everybody else. There's no rush to put him out there. This is a guy that I had pegged as a late second round player in terms of the value for the Chiefs, and they snagged him at the end of round four. This one's an A. We're bordering on an A+ with this pick. Ooh. Just because I do think he takes over. I love the player. I think he takes over the role. He reminds me, I love Justin Reed coming out of Stanford. Big, phenomenal player. Loved him coming out. He was my safety one that year. Hicks isn't as good of a prospect, but I can very much see the same path for him in the NFL. So you want to say a year, 2 years from now when he's starting, he's a stud? I 100% get it. So give me a solid A for Hicks.
Screw it. A+.
Let's go.
I mean, like, the value that they're getting here at the bottom of round four, the type of player that they're getting, how it complements the safety room. I'm not even – at round four, it's not even – he doesn't have to necessarily be, like, a starter. But, like, I think this is a guy – you want to talk about how the Chiefs have endured the season and they've needed depth. Like, they needed depth at the linebacker position last year. Then if they need safety depth, we're going to look back on this pick and go, wow, thank God the Chiefs drafted Jaden Hicks in round four of this draft. I think this is a guy that could eventually become a starter. I think he's going to be a plus special teams player for this team. It's a tremendous value down here at the bottom of round four. Absolutely love it. It's an A+ pick. Brett Veach is absolutely cooking.
He's dealing, man.
They are just cooking today.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.